Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. If you want to know more about us, check out our website at www.twraustralia.org. That's twraustralia.org. Have you bought the Easter eggs for the hunt yet? Do you enjoy the chocolate fix that this time of year represents? We certainly enjoy the Easter egg tradition in our house, but we also stop and meditate on Jesus' death on Good Friday and rejoice in his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Easter is an integral part of the Christian faith. The power of the Easter story has spoken to people throughout the centuries. It is an enduring message of love and forgiveness. For Helen Meyer of CareForce Recovery Ministries, it is where she found the strength to forgive her father.
The more I grew and understood what Jesus had done for me, the more I realized I had to forgive my father. I had to do for him what Jesus had done for me. I could not look at the cross of Christ and walk away and still continue with unforgiveness towards him. And so that was the thing that really gave me, the energy, the inspiration to work on forgiveness, but it was work. And I think to suggest that forgiveness is about just saying a simple prayer and it'll be okay is a very simplistic view. Sometimes that is the case, that people can do that. But I think mostly people have to work on it, and it's a journey.
For Joan Kirsten, a Holocaust survivor, who'll talk to us next week, Jesus' death on the cross and rising to new life 3 days later gave her strength to deal with guilt.
Has anybody ever nailed you to a cross? Has anybody ever put nails through the palms of your hand and beaten you till you're unrecognisable and do all the things that were done to Christ as he was crucified? And yet at the end of it, his words were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, I'm sure that in the agony that he was in, he didn't feel like forgiving those people, but he wanted to do the Father's will. Remember, he said, "If it be your will, take this cup from me, but if not, I'm willing to go through with it if it's your will." And he knew it was the Father's will that he had to forgive, and so he asked that prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Heather Holt also found healing for past lifestyle choices through the truth of the Easter message. When you become a Christian and you've gone down areas that you now look back on with perhaps horror, how do you work through the guilt that you've just mentioned?
Well, I think it's a process, and I think it's really understanding what Jesus did for us when he died, how he took all that guilt upon himself, as well as taking the consequences of our actions, and he took that guilt, he set us free from guilt. And it's allowing that truth to then penetrate into your own heart, and that seems to happen by degree. So certainly I don't carry anything like the guilt I used to, but I think there's still areas where I need to grasp the reality of how he set us free from that.
So this counsellor that you saw, the minister, told you about Jesus, and how did that revolutionise your path?
Well, I understood that God loved me. I understood that Jesus came for a purpose to restore our relationship with God. And when I looked at Jesus' life and the words he said and the fact that he had died and resurrected, and if he'd resurrected and there is evidence for that, then he was still alive. Therefore, somehow I might be able to connect with him. The whole thing seemed to make a lot of sense and had credibility, and his whole life and death was an expression of love I'd never encountered in any of the other paths I'd searched in.
Truth, forgiveness, love. Powerful and essential words which are anchored in the Easter message. You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. The Easter story is hard to stomach. This man called Jesus, who called himself the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Bread of Life, gave up his life. And as those of us who've seen the Passion of the Christ will testify, his death was brutal, humiliating, and bloody. From all we read in the Bible, his motivation was love for us, for humankind. How can that be? Jan Laddams.
For me, Easter isn't about a holiday or chocolate. When I think about some of the deeper issues surrounding the sacrifice Jesus made, I feel very perplexed. At the same time, I feel gratitude and awe when I think that the God who created the earth and heavens and all that is in them allowed such a sacrifice to take place. Why? So I could have a personal relationship with him, and so you can too. Jesus was no average person. He was God's son. His life was filled with extraordinary circumstances. His conception was immaculate. At his birth, he was visited by wise kings who bowed down and worshipped him. At the age of 12, he was teaching to amazed crowds in the temple. And at the tender age of 30, he ministered in such a way that the incredible impact he had on the world over 3 years is still felt 2,000 years later. His teaching then is still as pertinent today. Jesus attracted crowds everywhere he went, and in the book of John it says that Jesus did so many good things to help people that if every one of them were written down, even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. So where were the crowds of people when Jesus needed them to testify about his innocence before the high priest and Pontius Pilate? Why did they desert him? Why did Jesus die in such a torturous, horrible way? Why were the people who surrounded him in the final hour so nasty to him? Jesus knew how awful his last hours were going to be. He actually sweated blood as he prayed to God for the final time. Jesus knew he had to be obedient to God. He played an integral part in saving the human race from eternal death. I don't understand why Jesus' blood had to be shed. I've read the Bible from cover to cover, and I've had to learn to have faith that this sacrifice had to happen because it was the only way every human could have a personal relationship with God. When Jesus died on the cross, he died not only in body but also in spirit. But he had the power to do one thing no other human could do. He was able to resurrect himself from his own death. And by doing that, he conquered the power of death for everyone from that time onwards. That's why Easter is a big deal. Like me, you might not come from a Christian background. It doesn't matter. Jesus died for you too. You can enjoy eternal life in the presence of God if you ask Jesus into your life. When you do, you'll begin to enjoy a new life, sort of like when the sun comes out from behind the dark clouds. You'll be under God's protective umbrella, and no matter what raging storms of life might be going on around you, you'll know a peace, joy, and hope that surpasses all understanding.
Wow. Easter is huge. If the Easter story has pulled at your heartstrings today as never before, please talk to someone about it. The empty cross is powerful. It is empty for you. Give us a call at Women of Hope. Our number is 02-9740-6355. That's 02-9740-6355. Don't put that head on the pillow before you respond to your Heavenly Father's voice. Pray. Just talk the words in your heart. God hears. Women of Hope is a joint partnership between TWR Australia and CWCI in Australia. Next week we will explore forgiveness more fully here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. See you then.